Track 12. To celebrate English and Norwich Wine Week from June the 19th to the 29th, an English wine expert shares her pick of the region's vineyards, plus the best wines to try.
On the grapevine. With evidence that the region's wine-growing heritage dates right back to the Roman era, it's no surprise that Norfolk has become such a rich territory for wine producing. Indeed, a few years back, scientists from the University of East Anglia predicted that Norfolk could become the wine-producing capital of the UK, thanks to its near-perfect climate that is particularly suitable for growing the grapes for still wine. So here are seven Norfolk vineyards to check out this summer.
Chet Valley Vineyard, Burgh Apton. Run by John Hemant, a Norfolk-born and bred farmer's son, Chet Valley Vineyard was one of the first to be planted in Norfolk in the 1990s. The vineyard has continued to be pioneering, and its approach to sustainable farming, which includes improving soil health through minimal use of chemicals, sowing cover crops to promote biodiversity, and the creation of a coronation pond to introduce a new ecosystem to the vineyard, has seen it accredited under the Sustainable Wines of Great Britain scheme. The vineyard has also carved a name for itself as Norfolk's sparkling wine house, with fizz accounting for 65% of production. The range of fizz moves from the fruit-forward Skylark, with the unique blend of Phoenix and Sauvignon Blanc, to the more traditional Blanc de Blanc and Blanc de Noir. It also makes still wines from Solarius, Pinot Noir, Regent, Schoenberger and Cabernet Noir. When to visit? Wine tastings run on Wednesdays and Saturdays from April to October and include four wines at £30 per person, and then add lunch for £25 per person. Picnics are also available, £85 for two, including a bottle of wine. Bottle to take home. Have you ever tried a red sparkling wine? Chet Valley's Red Kite Brew Light 2022 at £16 is made from 100% Regent and is fresh, fun, fruity, and bound to be a talking point. Contact chetvineyard.co.uk.
Burn Valley Vineyard in North Creek. Burn Valley Vineyard founders, sisters Sam and Laura Robinson, first moved to Crossways Farm in North Creek in October 1989, but it wasn't until 2015, when their father, John, suggested the idea of growing grapes, that they decided to plant vines on their land. Since harvesting their first crop, following the hot summer of 2018, they have built and expanded a winery and developed a portfolio of still, sparkling and sweet wines and vermouths. Head winemaker Matthew Abbey, who has worked in the wine industry for more than 18 years, including a decade in New Zealand's top wine regions, joined the team in 2019 and also makes wine for a number of other vineyards in Norfolk. When to go? Tastings take place Thursday to Saturday from April to September and include six Burn Valley wines, bread and olives for £25 per person. You can add a charcuterie or seafood platter for £22.50 per person. Bottle to take home. The 2022 Still Chardonnay was awarded the Independent English Wine Award Trophy in 2024 and is full of flavour and cool climate Chardonnay goodness. You can also join the Burn Valley Wine Club for early access to newly released wines, complimentary tastings and events, and 10% discount on all wine. Date for your diary. The summer jazz party takes place on August the 24th with music, food from Burn Valley Catering and a free drink on arrival, £45 per person or free to members.
Cobble Hill Vineyard in Burnham Market. The Perrone family have successfully farmed the land in North Norfolk for many generations, and Robert Perrone, the driving force behind Cobble Hill Vineyard, had hopes of planting his own vineyard decades before the dream became reality. The first vines were planted in 2016 with three varieties, Bacchus, Chardonnay and Pinot Noir, carefully selected based on the terroir, a south-facing slope on chalky soil just 3 miles from the coast. The grape choices were good ones, and following the first harvest in 2019, the team produced a sparkling rosé and a still Bacchus, which both won Wine GB medals. When to go? Tours and tastings take place in the vineyard and converted barn, which now houses the winery year-round, and includes a sample of 5 wines and a lunch platter for £30 per person. A bottle to take home? The Bacchus Special Reserve 2021 at £16 has all the typical flavours of this grape, citrus and elderflower, but with a creamier finish and greater depth of flavour thanks to being aged in new acacia barrels. Check out cobblehillnorfolk.com.
Flint Vineyard, Ersham. Flint was planted in 2016 after Ben Witchell moved back from working as a winemaker in Beaujolais. Since then, more than 50 acres have been planted, including Pinot Noir, Pinot Blanc, Pinot Gris, Bacchus, and a selection of ultra-sustainable Peewee grape varieties. Ben has been making wine for many years, having trained at the renowned Plumpton College in Sussex and spending time in California, Greece and France. He was attracted to the site due to its sunny and dry climate, free-draining soils of gravel, sand and, of course, flint. Ben is not scared to experiment while retaining a razor-sharp and serious focus on winemaking. This all adds up to some exciting wines that are never a copy of anything else. Uniquely English, sometimes unconventional, but always delicious. When to visit? You can drop by the wine bar for a glass of wine, informal tasting or vineyard stroll anytime from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday to Sunday, or book a guided tasting at £20 per person. There are also weekly discovery tours, £25 per person, and a monthly vineyard walk and talk at £35 per person. Bottle to take home, Flint's Charmat, £22.99, was the first of its kind to be produced in the UK and is a super approachable, delicately fruity but zippy fizz, perfect for summer gatherings.
Hawkers Hill in Burnham Market. Another vineyard situated near to the northwest Norfolk coast, Hawkers Hill was founded by Anthea Franklin and Mark Thompson in 2016 when they planted 4 acres of vines on their farm in Burnham Market. The grapes included Précoce or Frühburgunder, an early ripening strain of Pinot Noir, Bacchus and Solaris, as well as small plantings of Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. The first harvest took place in 2019 with a merry crew of friends drafted in to help pick the grapes. When to go? The estate is yet to open for tours and tastings, but keep an eye on the Hawkers Hill social media channels for upcoming events. A bottle to try. The 2022 vintage of the Hungarian barrel-aged Solaris, which won a Silver Decanter Award, has sold out, but give the 2023 vintage a try. Despite its pale colour, you'll discover intense aromas of tropical fruits and honeysuckle with a long, fruity and floral finish. Try it with seafood or a Thai takeaway.
Walsingham Estate Vineyard at Little Walsingham. Situated just south of the historic village of Little Walsingham, close to the ancient Slipper Chapel where pilgrims would have removed their shoes to walk the final mile to the shrine in Walsingham, some still do, Walsingham Estate is a relatively new addition to the Norfolk wine landscape. Looking to diversify farming, increase local employment, and embark on a new and challenging personal project, the estate's chairman, Clovis Meath Baker, decided to plant vines on land formerly used to grow sugar beet in 2019. The 15,250 vines are a mix of Bacchus, Solaris, and Pinot Noir Précoce, with the aim of making still wines. The estate has employed the expertise of Matthew at Burn Valley to make its wines. However, the vineyard work is very much a family affair, with Clovis, his wife Elizabeth, and their 4 daughters all helping with the labour, intensive pruning, leaf stripping and harvest. A date for your diary. The vineyard is not yet open to visitors, but you can catch Walsingham Estate Vineyard at the North Norfolk Food and Drink Festival at Holcombe on August the 30th and 31st. A bottle to try? So far, the vineyard has been focused on still winemaking, but this year sees the release of its first sparkling wines, a 2023 Bacchus Brut and Demi-Sec, which will be available from early summer. You can purchase it from the Walsingham Farms shop or at walsingham.co.uk.
Winbury Estate, Sirlingham. Originally founded in 2007 by Stephen Dyer, a local farmer and entrepreneur with a passion for wine, the management of Winbury Estate was handed over to Stephen's son, Lee, in 2010, following completion of his viticultural studies at Plumpton College. Under his leadership, the estate has grown and has become renowned for its still Bacchus wines, with the 2015 vintage named the world's top white wine made from a single grape variety at the Decanter Awards. Lee is dedicated to minimal intervention in the vineyard and winery, allowing nature to shape the wine's character. When to go? Vineyard tour and tasting experiences run from May to September, £32.50 per person, with the option to add on cheese and charcuterie platters, or you can book on to a cheese and wine pairing evening, £42.50 per person, which includes premium Winbury wines, expertly paired by Lee and Norfolk Wine School's Jeremy Dunn with five cheeses. Bottle to take home. It has to be the 2023 Bacchus, £20.50 per bottle. The flavour profiles and aromas we can achieve here from our Bacchus vines are second to none, says Lee. Winbury.com.
A date for your diary. Norwich Wine Week will once again bring together the best local producers, merchants and wine experts to celebrate Norfolk's flourishing wine scene from June the 18th to the 29th. The 10-day festival will kickstart with an uncorked event at Dragon Hall, where ticket holders will be able to try a curated selection of the region's wines alongside those from further afield. Venues across the city will be offering special deals and discounts on top tipples made in and around Norwich throughout the festival, and there will be special events at The Last, The Wallow, Maid's Head Hotel, Yaum and The Steam Packet and more. Check them out at norwichwineweek.co.uk.
Finally, tune in if you fancy finding out more about the stories of those behind some of the Norfolk's vineyards. Then you can tune in to Rebecca's podcast, The English Wine Diaries, for episodes with Burn Valley Vineyard and others across the East Anglia region. You can find more on englishwinediaries.com.
Well, I feel quite tipsy after listening to that.